Going right around the country for Ozmade, we are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Maddie Garwood, an Australian-born global superstar, pop R&B singer Samara. She's got a brand new single out. She's hitting 2020 hard with Pull Up. She's taken the time out to catch up with us tonight. Samara, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
No, thank you for having me.
Now, first off, Samara, I've got to check in on you. How is your health going? Because I have not been personally affected by anything to do with COVID-19, but you have.
I definitely have. My health is good. It's steady now and I'm on the road to recovery. But on the 21st of March, I was diagnosed as positive with coronavirus, which was pretty scary. I spent a month abroad in America and I believe that I either contracted it in America or at the airport on the way home. I went into self-isolation pretty quickly and I was sick for about 10 days. So days 1 to 3 for me was actually pretty good. And then by day 4, it got really tough. I lost all taste. Now I was so fatigued. I was washing my hair in the shower. I had to sit down and like take a break because I genuinely felt like I'd faint. I'm on the road to recovery. I'm just trying to eat clean, build my immune system back up. Yeah. And yeah, onwards and upwards, I say.
And well, you got a nice little story in a pretty highly published newspaper as well about it.
Yes, it's like great publicity to be able to share with people what I'm working on in my personal life with my music. But more so, I wanted to give people the opportunity to reach out to me about the virus. I mean, this is something that stopped the world, right? So I wanted people to come to me, ask me questions, so I could kind of settle their concerns because hundreds of people reached out to me. I think in a time like this, if I can shed some light on something that stopped the world, then why wouldn't I?
Once you got past those, you know, first 10 days or so, you've just been able to focus on yourself creatively?
I have. It's been incredible. I have a pretty full-time job in events and it doesn't really give me enough time to work on my music as much as I'd like, whereas now I've had all the time in the world and this single is doing better than ever because of it. I've been able to actually put time into it and getting it out to people and getting it playlisted, and it's been received really well. And with technology these days, I can jump on a Skype call with producers.
Yeah.
I can do songwriting sessions. It's been amazing for me.
And what was the story behind Pull Up?
So Pull Up, I obviously wrote with a really super talented songwriter in LA. Her name is Michaela Shiloh, and she has written for Britney Spears, Janet Jackson. She is a superstar. So I did have a lot of help with this song, but the concept is about a guy that I was seeing, and I knew he wasn't the one or he wasn't going to be something long-term, but we had such strong chemistry with each other that I wanted to be able to write about it and put pen to paper. It's a little bit sexy, but it's still like a little bit romancy Pull Up because I'm like telling him to come over and like pull up at my crib. Yeah, that's the inspo behind that one.
Well, I think anyone that knows you, Samara, knows that it has to have some kind of sexy involved with it because... Not only is your resume and the people that you've worked with incredibly sexy, but some of your previous work as well. How are you finding all the collabing that's going on and bringing out such great music?
I'm loving it, to be honest. I'm always open to working with different teams because you can never stop learning, right? Especially as an artist. And music never came to me naturally. I was never someone who could just hear an instrumental and their ear would just be in tune and they could bust out some ballads. It's taken me a lot of work and a lot of producers early on actually said to me, you're never going to be a singer, like you should give up. I'm all for the fact that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, because it doesn't matter. If someone's determined, you can do anything in this life. So I just made it my mission to train my ear and work with people that saw the same vision as me. And soon enough, it happens and people are going, wow, like you actually can sing. And I'm like, well, I put in the work and I believed in myself, you know. So I think a lot of artists should really believe in themselves a little bit more, because it's evident what you can achieve when you do put your mind to it. There are so many critical people out there that are like, oh, but you know, that's too hard, and oh, but, and I'm just not a butt person. I'm like, you can get it done.
And following on from the sexiness of Samara, we've got some some pretty good pics that have been sent out with the media release for this one. Did you set up the self-timing and you're just going to chuck this on Insta? Is this your bedroom with, or is it a hotel? What's going on?
Which one?
The blue... And the lace and the half door open and the half popped knee tilt, the head with the eyes that just say, don't mess with me because I'm going to mess up your little heart.
Oh my gosh, you just summarized that Pull Up cover so well. That was everything I envisioned. I like to be sexy, but I also like to be tasteful as well. I never want my fans to feel like I'm heading down that dirty, sexy path.
Nah.
I still want to keep it womanly, curvaceous, but tasteful.
Yep.
Pull up, because it is sensual, that's why I chose that picture with the lingerie. That was shot at Crown Towers in a hotel room at a photo shoot.
I did think it looked like the towers, yeah.
That's my go-to for photo shoots because you can work so many different areas of the rooms there. I hope you like it.
Yep.
Because of my job in events, I'm in such a corporate role that I like to have Samantha and Samara separately.
Yeah.
So that Samantha can be corporate during the day and it's Samara by night, which adds a little bit of sensuality to my brand.
So if Samantha and Samara had an arm wrestle, who would win?
I'm going to go Samantha.
Yeah, you reckon?
I do. I think Samantha, 100%.
So with Samara, we've got Pull Up Up now. What are we looking forward to for the rest of 2020 and maybe pushing some of that into 2021 as well?
I'd really like the world to reopen again so I can shoot my first music video.
Yes.
I have my next release coming out on the 26th of June. I just haven't decided on the name yet, and there's a couple of things I want to tweak with the instruments.
Brilliant. Oh, well, we're very much looking forward to that one, Samara, and we're loving playing Pull Up. Thanks for taking the time out. I'm glad to hear that your health's getting a bit better as well.
Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it. Hey, guys, this is Samara, and this is my new single, Pull Up. I hope you like it.